HIW Mobile.
KO4ZEW, afternoon, Dave.
Ken, how you doing? It's starting to rain over here in Greer. Everybody out cutting their grass, and then the rain's starting to come down.
I'm ready for the weekend. There's just a couple more hours, and I'll be done with work. Gonna have dinner with the family, and then see what I'm gonna get into.
Plans for the weekend yet?
Really, I'm hoping to hang out with my daughter a little bit, but we'll see. I don't know. She's 15, so she may have plans already.
And with mine when they turn that age. At 15, 16, 17 years old, they got other stuff to do.
One that we really connect on Formula One racing. So there's no races for another 3 weeks. So the past two Sundays, we've had our Formula One races over in Europe that we were able to watch. But they're on a break right now, mid-season. So I've got to come up with something to do with them.
Fun to do. When I lived over in Europe, they used to race through the streets with Formula One cars. It was pretty cool. You didn't have to go far to see one of them. But that's a good thing to do. My wife and I like watching NASCAR races. All of them except for the ones that run through the streets. Because NASCAR is supposed to go fast and turn left. But I enjoy the other ones as well. I used to really get into the motorcycle racing. That's some really thrilling racing, but also has some really bad consequences.
So, are you familiar with Barber Motorsports Park down in Alabama, if you were into motorcycle racing?
Quite a few years ago. The guy that I was pulling for, I was at Charlotte World 600. Right after that, where they had the motorcycle races, where they cut through the infield and everything. And the guy that I pulled for, he hit the wall in curve number two, which he was going pretty fast, and he didn't make it. That's when I decided I'd quit watching motorsport. This was back in probably the 90s.
One of the big motorcycle guys, I guess his name is Barber, built a motorcycle racetrack and motorcycle museum down in Alabama, and it is well worth the trip to go catch a race of any kind, because sometimes they do cars there too, and also go to the motorcycle museum they have there. If you're familiar with Patrick Dempsey from the TV show Grey's Anatomy, I got to see him race down there. Now, he races cars, closed wheel cars, but it was designed for motorcycles, but they can't put formula cars on it, but they can race cars and bikes on it.
I'm very familiar. I still watch them every now and then. I just don't know who's who or what bike's leading or that kind of stuff. I just like to see them go through the figure S turns where they lay it all the way over and one knee is on the road on 1 minute and the next 2 seconds later the other knee is on the road. That's pretty wild racing. I do that on the Hayabusa every now and then. I'll put my knees on the road, but I do gas it in the corners. Right? Go deeper into a corner than you're comfortable with and come out of it with the throttle wouldn't hold you up. It's a lot of fun. that's the reason I like it. I've had motorcycles my whole life. And I like going through the curves on a motorcycle.
Not know that about you. So you're into RC planes, radios, and motorcycles. No, I've always been into cars and never really got into motorcycles very much.
Once too. I used to tow my buddy. He worked the mission. We both were there. I used to tow him to the Wareshoals drag strip every Saturday. We got into heavy race. I even sold him one of my new Camaro Z28 and he turned it into a race car. But those days are past. You know, Alabama has a lot of good stuff down there. I order a lot of my parts for FPV flying. For a person view where you're flying through the goggles, it comes from a place called Gator RC in Alabama. They got a lot of good stuff down there.
I used to love me some Wareshoals. I used to go down there just to watch all the time. And I was actually building an 86 Pontiac Fiero to take down that track. It was a mid-engine. I dropped a Cadillac V8 in the back with a 5-speed. And I never got it done in time. and I had to sell it off because there was a baby on the way. I had to sell my toys. But I was building one up, and those Fieros were under 2,000 pounds. So you can imagine a big Cadillac, naturally aspirated Cadillac V8 in the back of one of those. That Joker would go.
Honey was a guy that was a friend of mine. We used to always argue about who could take off the fastest, my motorcycle or his race car. And we went over to Donaldson Center one time and took his race car off of the trailer and put it on a straightaway over there. And when I took off on my motorcycle, he took off on his race car, and he outran me on the get-go. I had a 400, had tons of torque, would take off super fast. He outran me. So then he put me in the car, and when he dumped the clutch, it felt like somebody hit us in the back end with a dump truck. I mean, it just slammed. It didn't push you back in the seat. It slammed the seat into your back. And then when he hit second gear, same thing. He got really good at wear soles. He's pretty well known. Then he got cancer and passed away, and that was the end of that. Anyway, Ben, good talking to you. I'm over here at Ingles. I got to go in here and give him my life savings for grocery bags. But anyway, good talking to you. Hope you're going to enjoy the weekend. Hope you and your daughter get to spend some time watching a Formula One race. K4ZEW, W4DJW.
Have a safe trip back from your shopping, and maybe since there's no Formula One this weekend, maybe I'll take her out to go run some carts or something. So I'll send you that information on Barber. You might want to check it out. So I guess I will otherwise catch up with you right on down the log. K4ZEW monitoring.